Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lickety-split fashion.
That's what they call me on the beat. Lickety-split.
Lickety-split Weeder.
Dan Weeder.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Weeder said we would mention this nugget.
Bears beat reporter for The Athletic.
It's been a minute. All I remember is Cirque du Soleil. Never forget that. And then that was the first time I've ever been to one of the hibachi restaurants where they do it right in front of you, you know. And so, sorry, not too excited.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
They've got a right tackle that's going to be vulnerable in pass protection in DJ Glaze. And so Dennis Allen's going to have to really go after him and plant those seeds of doubts in his head.
He's gonna spin a great set, though, man. DJ Glaze is gonna spin an unbelievably great set.
Circa. I think he's got at 3 o'clock today at Circa. I think you got DJ Glaze, right?
DJ Glaze, and then Montez Sweat.
Yeah. He's gonna be here at Stadium Swim, and then he's gonna get a good dinner and be ready for tomorrow's game.
Yeah, that's how it works out here. So it's good to see him multitasking.
And the Tony Allen parties. What do we do?
Dan Weederer.
Dan Weederer. Go ahead, Dan.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Dan Weederer is sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. That's a good place to be if you're going to be in Milwaukee for Cubs Brewers, by the way. Also brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric for all the right reasons. Call 866-4-SEASONS. Dan Weederer joins us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show, which is on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Weedsy, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it. Before we talk Bears, how about we talk Cubs for a second? I heard a rumor that you were at one of the games.
I was at the dud of the game, the game two on Wednesday. Took my son and told him for weeks about what playoff baseball atmospheres are like, and then we got one of the worst playoff baseball atmospheres. Certainly the worst that I've ever been at. I've been at 7 Cubs home playoff games in my life, and that one was by a country mile, 7th of the 7th in terms of atmosphere. Cubs couldn't get anything going, and then you see what happened on Tuesday and Thursday with the electricity in that place. And so a little bit of jealousy for those who got to go on Tuesday and Thursday and not on Wednesday.
You know what's funny about that Wednesday game? There was one pitch that had that feeling, and it was the very last pitch of the game. Like Seiya Suzuki.
Yeah.
Right? Like right before he hit the double play to end the game, I looked around and I was like, here we go. Everybody's waving the towels like, oh, game on. Here we are. Then double play. Good night, everybody. That's that. So sorry, that's all you got.
Yep. And the other moment was the Busch line drive that almost was a double play. Dansby obviously got back to second base quickly, but it just felt like a moment when the ball came off the bat, like, oh, this is going to be a tie ball game. This place is going to erupt, and all of a sudden the electricity of the building is going to take over. It wasn't to be. Good for the Cubs coming back on Thursday and really playing as well as they needed to advance, right? And that's what this is about at this time of year, is figuring out a way. They did so.
Dan, you've been a pro sports writer, professional sports writer for a long time. Is it nice to just be a fan in terms of Cubs versus the professionalism that you have on the Bears beat?
Yeah, no question. No question. It's a nice little release and an ability to go out and kind of rekindle that youthful magic that overtakes you, especially when you're in a situation like right now. You know, it's almost jarring to hear on Tuesday that was the Cubs' first playoff win since 2017. And, you know, we were talking about it in my house. My son is a huge, huge baseball fan. And in 2017, he hadn't picked up a bat yet. He was 4 years old back then. And so you're like, wow, that's a long chunk of life to go without seeing the Cubs win a playoff game. And then they obviously get two this week in advance and now set up what should be a pretty fun series up in Milwaukee and obviously back here in the middle of next week.
To further mix the Bears-Cubs thing, Ben Johnson was at the game yesterday. Yeah. There were a bunch of players that made their way over to Wrigley Field. And I imagine that had things maybe not turned out as well in Las Vegas, that maybe they wouldn't, but I'm glad that they have. And it's nice that they at least feel like they're in a space where they could take a break without being characterized as not caring as much. Did we just lose Dan?
Hello?
This is the head coach of the Bears, and he's out there in a hat and sunglasses, and nobody knows you know, that he's the guy, right? And so that's cool for him to be able to experience that. Lifelong Cubs fan, obviously growing up in Asheville, and cool stuff happening. And hopefully this run happens for a little while longer, and there's a little bit of crossover as we go forward.
Dan, what's on the to-do list for the Bears here at the bye? An opportunity to clean some stuff up or work on some things?
You have to start with offensive line configuration without question. You have to figure out what you're trying to do there. Health is a big part of that. The results of the Vegas game are a big part of that. And you've got to figure out as a coaching staff what gives you the best chance of having offensive success going forward. Along with that, that marries right up with what you're trying to establish with the running game. I feel like the run offense and the run defense have to be right at the top of the priority list for the coaching staff there coming out of the bye. The Bears have the worst rushing defense in the NFL. They're a bottom 10 rushing offense. And in order to keep this season as relevant as it needs to be deep into the year, you're going to have to find answers there. You're going to have to be much better. That usually starts with your effort up front, with the way you're doing things schematically up front. And so you hope this bye gave them a chance to find some answers in that regard.
What do you make of them switching out Braxton Jones in the middle of a game? I mean, I think we all kind of knew, even going back to training camp, that the bye week was probably the time when they would do it.
They couldn't wait.
What does that say to you?
You know, it reminded me of 2020 when that coaching staff couldn't wait to switch Mitch Trubisky out for Nick Foles.
Yes.
Like, you knew it was coming. It was just a matter of when. And that game too, if you remember that day in Atlanta where they made that switch in game and switched from Mitch to Nick in that game. Look, Braxton has struggled enough through the first month of the season to give them pause going into the year. Ben didn't hide his cards. He made it very clear that his hold on the starting left tackle job was tenuous at best. Now you've got to figure out what this means. And Darnell Wright's elbow injury is a factor going into next week against the Commanders and what you want to do on the right side and then how that factors into what you want to do on the left side. There's a lot of moving parts here. We're used to this in this town, this fluidity of the Bears offensive line. But you hope that they are able to find some sense of clarity coming out of the bye and at least have a vision going into that Commanders game so that we're not playing a guessing game week by week by week through October and deep into November on who's playing and who's playing where.
So we had Olin Krutz on an hour ago, and he said that he would not ask Darnell Wright to consider moving to left tackle in the middle of a season if they wanted to play Ozzie Trapillo, if Theo Benedet wasn't working out in a couple of weeks. Would they revisit Ozzie Trapillo as a left tackle, conceivably?
Man, that's a heavy question. First of all, what does Olin know about offensive line play? You know, yeah. I mean, what kind of expertise does he have up there? The Darnell Wright conversation is one that's understandably popular this week in terms of his ability to play on the left side. It was one of the reasons that the Bears drafted him as highly as they did is because they felt like there was position versatility there, and then they vocalized that going into this offseason. And then throughout OTAs, mini camp, and training camp, he wasn't seen for a day over on the left side, which gave you an understanding that this coaching staff didn't believe that that was a fit on that side of the offensive line. And so they went in a different direction and anchored him in at right and tried to find their answer at left, and clearly haven't found their answer at left. If Theo struggles mightily, it takes a big leap of faith to take a guy like Ozzie, who struggled there during training camp so much that you took him out of the competition and you switched sides with him, to then say, okay, you're going to be our starter over there. And so, man, you cross your fingers and you hold your breath when you start to think about some of those worst case scenarios for a team that in other areas is showing some positive growth, some ability to be competitive and make the season pretty relevant. And so you don't want that to be sort of the anchor that keeps you from reaching some of the heights that you think you can go to just because you can't find an answer on the left side of your offensive line.
I'm curious about this from someone who has been here long before Tyreek Stevenson was even drafted. But watching the development, and it's 2 weeks, and Olin reminded us of that, it's just 2 weeks. But it feels like the Bears have figured out how to approach him on getting better. And some guys are kicking the pants, some guys are a hug. It seems like their thing is, we're going to kick you in the pants to greatness. And so far, it's worked. How have they connected with this guy?
Lawrence, it's a great question, and it's a little bit of a teaser alert here, because if you are a subscriber to The Athletic Tuesday morning, you're going to learn a lot more about Tyreek Stevenson than you've probably ever learned before. Part of that is what you're talking about. It's the coaching staff's ability to understand what buttons they need to press. Kevin Byard, who has been a very close friend and sounding board for Tyreek over the last two seasons here in Chicago, said step one with Tyreek is showing genuine care for him. And when he knows that you care about him, he's willing to take every bit of hard criticism you have to throw at him, and willing for you to hold him accountable to the highest levels. And so this is part of the growth process for a kid who's 25 years old. We tend to forget this sometimes, that immaturity is very present in your early 20s, and guys have to find their own paths out of it. Tyreek's finding his own path out of that. He became a father this offseason back in April. He believes that sort of sharpened his perspective and gave him more drive to understand what's at stake for him in his football career as he pursues his second contract and beyond in this league. And so you've got a guy here that the coaching staff has been very forward in telling, you have all the talent in the world to be one of the best corners in the league, but until you're consistent, until you match your goals with discipline, you're going to be stuck in this rut of kind of up and down and roller coaster here, roller coaster there. To see him have some production in the last couple of weeks, you hope it doesn't dip after this, and that there is some consistency and some sustainability. But at the very least, you've seen flashes here, right? Like, and the flashes are important for Tyreek to have that positive reinforcement with, as you guys know, the next game on the schedule being the return to the stage where it's in.
Yeah, going back to the scene of the crime in Washington on Monday night.
Yeah, it's going to be heavy in terms of the storylines and the angles. I look forward to reading your piece there, Dan. I wonder how much of it is Al Harris, a coach who Olin said is similar to Tyreek in terms of personality and in terms of skill set. And, you know, it's a powerful thing if you've got representation on the coaching staff that's trying to reach you.
Sure. And you need people to connect with, you know, and so that's a big deal for Tyreek. And look, like, they're I think that there's a realization. You come into the league with a lot of talent and you believe that, okay, talent's going to carry me. And then you realize over the first couple of years that every single roster has a ton of talent and that there's about 20 boxes every week that you have to check. It's from everything from your diet and your body maintenance to how you study an opponent to, you know, how you understand how they're going to attack your weaknesses to, in his case, the emotional control and being able to control his passion in a way that it's used for.
Think we oh, there he is.
Go ahead, Dan.
Still got me?
Yeah, we got you. We lost you for like a half a second.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, look, there's a lot there, and I think Tyreek is coming to the realization that he's got to.
It's important. He's got to do it.
I think so.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We're good. We're at the end of the segment anyway.
I'd like you guys to worry about it.
No, I don't want them to worry about it.
I feel better when they're worried. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, then I don't have to.
You got it, Mr. Spiegel. This is all I'm going to be thinking about all weekend. This is the last 2 minutes of this weekend.
Ladies
segment.
And gentlemen.
You know what Tanny's going to be thinking about? Getting some sleep.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to be thinking
about. Anyone else here in the room? Not you, Alex, because you didn't go. Anyone else here feeling the post-Vegas drag a little bit?
I am, actually.
Yeah,
my body clock's all screwed up.
Yeah, but his is really screwed up because Tanny went east first. Really, remember? He went east first.
What? Then, to home from Midway, you mean?
No.
What are you talking about?
No, remember?
Oh, he went east, then he went west.
He was in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
So he went east.
Hope Orlando was okay with
and
that.
Then west, and now he's back central. It messes you up.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, sure. Weedsy's back?
Yeah, he is.
All right. Weedsy, what are you going to do this weekend? What's on the docket with a bye week?
All right, so we got a conundrum here that maybe you guys can help us sort out. My brother and my son and I are driving down to West Lafayette tomorrow for Illinois-Purdue. The hope was that the Cubs game would be late enough to be able to hit Illinois football and then find a place to go watch the Cubs game. Now you understand that the Cubs game is going to start probably in the early third quarter. What do we do? What's the answer to this conundrum? Well, how can you solve this problem for us?
I am going through the math for myself because Cubs Brewers is at 108, Bama Vanderbilt is at 230 tomorrow, and that all of a sudden has become a serious game because of what Vanderbilt did to Bama last year.
Yeah.
And Diego Pavia, that bulldog over there that plays for Vandy, is really, really good.
I like him,
and
the quarterback.
I'd like for him to be knocked in the dirt. So I've got, I think, two screens for me.
Yeah, I think, Dan, this is why the Lord invented sports bars in his infinite wisdom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's got tickets.
So go to the first half. Enjoy yourself. Yeah. Go to pregame. Go early. Go to pregame. Feel the whole thing. Go to the first half, and then go set yourself up at a sports bar and relax and enjoy your second half that way. In my opinion,
you hope the Fighting Bielemas are up, 17-0, and then you can just relax and leave the stadium and go find a place to watch it. Otherwise, you're sitting there maybe with the cell phone out, streaming the game on the cell phone, trying to figure that whole thing out. I figured for sure that the Cubs would get a better time slot on Saturday than they got, and now I'm upset, and now I've got to troubleshoot.
I understand. Well, you could go Pat and Ron in the earpiece and just listen to the ball game and let yourself live via the magic of radio with the Cubs until you get out of there. Could do that.
That's a possibility. It doesn't seem as enjoyable, though, right? And I mean, come on. You got to see it. You got to see it with your eyes.
Way to promote the radio broadcast, Dan. Good job.
Hey, Dan, are you by chance a donut guy?
I do like donuts, but I'm more of the cake donut variety than the fluffy ones.
I agree with you. There is a place near Purdue called Mary Lou's Donuts that you will enjoy quite a bit.
All right, but everybody who's not a donut guy, please leave the room. You know, who's not a donut guy?
Well, some people aren't.
What are they?
But I'm telling you, Mary Lou's Donuts is one of the best donut places in the country.
Idiots is what they are.
All right, the GPS is set, and we're going to make that stop number one.
Like, they're up making it, like, it is handcrafted, like, it is a donut shop, and it is delicious. Just a little tip for me to you.
Good piece of advice, and so we'll have a full day. And then the whole evening's free because the Cubs aren't playing in the evening. So.
Hey, I hope you and your son can make it to game three on Wednesday afternoon. I hope you can make it there and he gets a better atmosphere.
The Bears are practicing again on Wednesday, Speak.
Yeah.
Now it's
football season.
A bit of a pickle.
Just send him.
A bit of a pickle in week six.
I'll take him. I'll take him. I got him.
Have a good weekend, right, Weedsy.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, guys. All right. Enjoy.
That's Dan Weederer. He's great. We love talking with him.
You like donuts? Yeah, of course I do.
Not everyone likes donuts.
Who are those people who don't like donuts?
You just lost all the Danish people in the audience. They've tuned out.
Well, I never liked Danish people.
Some people don't eat carbs.
Or Finnish people.
And Dan is a very fit guy.
That's true.
So, you have to kind of, you got to ask people.
Yeah.
It was very dangerous having Pink Box Donuts right across from Circa.
Did I tell you about, there was a great moment when our assistant.
Alan. He's our runner.
He's our runner.
He's our runner.
I was going to say manservant.
No, please don't say that.
I didn't.
He's a runner. He's a track star.
Okay,
Dump him.
Alan went to get a box of Pink Box Donuts, and he brought them back. And I went over during a break, and I saw there was an old-fashioned hiding underneath a glazed.
Yeah, and I wish you would have just taken the whole thing. You cut it in half.
I took half a donut, which is my right. But as I took it, everybody else said, like, oh, Chad's master plan of hiding the old-fashioned didn't work. He tried to hide the old-fashioned donut so nobody would have it, and I unearthed it and took it. So Chad's little game of hide the old-fashioned did not work.
Yeah, we see you, Chad. By the way, those donuts, really good by the end of the Notre Dame game when they've been sitting out there for about 6 hours in the 100 degrees.
Let me tell you, this four-hour-old Nico Horner pizza from Rinaldi's sitting out here on the bar, never so tasty as it was last break.
Only about 3 hours, but the BBM people are enjoying them, so that's
good.
Okay.
That is great.
I don't want to ever waste food when we've got a hungry newsroom 10 feet away from us.
And we've all lived the radio life where it's like, well, what's for dinner? I guess this is for dinner.
I saw Buterbaugh. He walked in, and I was like, hey, are you getting some food? He's like, yeah. Like, I brought food in, but this is better. Yeah. So I'm going to take the food that I brought in home, and I'm going to eat this.
It's been quite a radio show. It started with Nico Horner, who told us that Rinaldi's delivered 7 pizzas to his house last night for an after celebration of sorts. And then he got on the bus, and the Cubs rode the bus to Milwaukee. And Craig Counsell,
how fun is that?
He's already met the media up there, and we've got sound we can get. Yeah, how fun is it to just ride the bus as a team to your next playoff stop?
Right, you awesome. ride the bus and know that you don't have to get on a plane.
The whole series. Same thing with Boog. Boog is doing this series. He doesn't have to get on a plane the whole series. He can just go back and forth.
Yeah, it's pretty great. You get to sleep in your own bed if you want.
I want to go up there to a game. I'm thinking about possibly going on Monday. If not Monday, then I have to wait for game 5 because I can't go tomorrow. So but there might not be a game 5.
Are you not going to be here?
No. If I go, I'll go early and broadcast from our sister station up there in Milwaukee.
All right, I dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, they can make room for you.
Yeah.
It's a nice facility.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet, but I've already talked about it with the bosses. So
okay.
I'll try and make
thanks
that
for
happen.
Cluing me in.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Lawrence, I meant to tell you something. on Monday...
No, it's radio. We can do it from anywhere.
Yeah, that's
these
the
days.
Thing.
That's the beauty of
that's
it.
That's how it works.
Yep. Enjoy those 3 weeks when I'm going to be in Phoenix in January. All right. So.
Well, I just found out about that.
Yeah, but it's not Monday.
And then that year when you're going to be in Montreal.
I mean, it's kind of looking that way. You guys are more than welcome to come join me. We could all just go. We can
Lawrence is getting closer by the segment.
With every segment.
It's so true.
Ladies and gentlemen, Montreal.
The Canada. Woo! We do need to take a break. We will take you up to Milwaukee. We'll hear from Murph. Pat Murphy. Not, although we actually probably should call Murph. But we'll hear from Murph and we'll hear from Craig Counsell. And we'll let you know what's going on because they spoke today. There's an actual media day that's going on as we speak. We're going to share some of it with you next here on The Score.
Cubs postseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on the Score.
I like a lot of different things during the game. There's pancake. I got a, actually, I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on. They're wonderful. You want some?
I would love some. Thank you so much, Pat. Oh, those are delicious. Pizza, bagels, what else do you keep in your pocket?
Whatever fits.
Whatever fits. There you go. You heard it here from Pat Murphy first. Pat, thank you.
Dude, Pat Murphy is delightful.
It feels like that's the guy that you like want to hang out with. And it makes me... Like, that's why I'm like, that guy was with Craig for forever, and I'm like, how can I get to that part of Craig?
Yeah.
Because clearly he digs that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Craig is funny. He's just dry funny. By the way, shout out to Andrew Kittredge, whose mound music, his walkout music, is Crimson and Clover by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I heard it on Wednesday when he was starting as the opener. I'm like, dude is choosing Crimson and Clover. Then he comes in the next day to get the save and it plays again. It's badass. I loved this version as a kid. And I would never have guessed that.
It's a very interesting choice.
It's a really interesting choice. Got to ask Kittredge about it.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. That's a place, that's an area where you two can vibe.
Yes. And I vibed with him once before when I talked to him. Really enjoyed him. Just so unbelievably calm and relaxed and grown up. And a good vibe for a guy who finishes games or starts games.
Tomorrow is game one of the NLDS between the Cubs and the Brewers from Milwaukee. The Score's coverage begins with Inside the Clubhouse, ITC, with David Haw and Bruce Levine from 9 until 11. Then my partner, that man, Matt Spiegel,
hello,
is going to host Hit and Run from 11 until 12:30. So wall-to-wall baseball to start you off on the Score tomorrow morning. Then the official pregame coverage begins at 12:30 with first pitch at 108. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs. Radio Network.
Man, that pause was 8 months pregnant.
For the playoffs. Immediately following the postgame show, Judson Richards, who's been doing a great job with everything that he has been asked to do over the last few weeks, will have live reaction to game one right here on the Score and the Odyssey app. That's it.
That's it.
There's nothing after that.
All right, good. I didn't know that.
There's no pause and then
Radio Network. I was waiting for that after everything. Pat Murphy was Craig Counsell's manager at Notre Dame and then his bench coach with the Brewers, now his replacement. He spoke today about facing Craig Counsell and the Cubs.
Yeah, I don't really think it's about us at all. I mean, I've got a huge staff around me and a great bunch of ball players that I've been through 6 months with or 8 months with, if you count spring. And I think he probably feels the same way. You know, this isn't about us, you know. We'll compete, and hopefully our teams will compete. I don't think it'll change, you know, us. It's nothing about what he's doing or whatever. I mean, we've kind of revealed ourselves over the years, what we're capable of. I don't think it's about us at all.
But as great competitors, you're both enormous competitors. Don't you?
Really I understand. What you, I mean, it wouldn't matter who was over there. That kind of goes without saying, right? This happens all the time in sports, right? But player to player is different than manager to manager. But, if they want to make it a Holyfield Tyson thing, I'd probably have a better shot, you know? But oh, you assumed I was Tyson. Is that what you're saying?
Murph, a big part of your offensive approach and your success this year has been grinding out at-bats, battling pitches, putting pressure on defenses, forcing teams to make tough plays. This is a Cubs team that has been arguably the best defensive team in the NL. That's how they've graded out. Kind of curious, do you think that raises an extra challenge specifically with this team, maybe compared to some other teams you might play? And then how do you approach this series knowing that this is a group of guys on the other side that can make plays?
Yeah, I mean, the familiarity comes into play, right? They know how we try to do it, and they're going to try to combat that. And we know how they try to do it, and we're going to try to combat that. I'd rather play a team that wasn't as familiar with us. But really, all the teams we're talking about playing have some idea, you know, that we do that. So, and I think everybody's going to play hard, and everybody's going to try to grind out at bats. Everybody's going to point to, well, you don't have as much slug. The Cubs have three guys over 30 homers and this, that, and the other thing. But it comes down to the game being played tomorrow, you know. We play good defense, too. They play really good defense. And, you know, it comes down to playing those pitches, being in the moment. You know, it's like a heavyweight matchup. You know what I mean? Everybody has styles, and you combat that style the way you do, but you got to figure out a way to win the game, and you do it minute by minute, second by second in the ring. And I think that's what it'll come down to.
That's what it is, at bat and minute by minute, Michael McDonald.
Is Bruce up there trying to stir things up?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Just naturally does it. He knows everybody.
He does know everybody.
He knows Murph and he knows Craig.
Hey.
Craig talked about what it's like to face his former team and his mentor.
I guess I did spend a lot of time in here. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Weren't that many people in the room usually.
What is the calculus that you will use to determine your pitching progression for tomorrow's game? Is there, you know, how much science, how much is, you know, wear and tear on your pitchers right now? And how difficult is that process right now for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going into this with a couple plans. We're going to let everybody throw today and then make a decision after that. But we definitely got, you know, what we'd prefer to do. So we'll just see kind of where everybody's at today, I think, is important. There's obviously we asked some guys to do a lot. So we'll check on everybody, and that'll kind of instruct us on what we're going to do.
Maddie in the front row. Craig, last night after all the celebrations and everything, you were saying kind of there's no better atmosphere than Cubs Brewers, and this is the first meeting of those two teams in the playoffs. Just what's it mean to be a part of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think at least from my perspective, kind of being on both sides of it, I think the regular season matchups are awesome. It's a lot of fun, and it's really a lot of times it's kind of there's extra energy from fans, and there's fans from both teams in the building, and that's always made it a lot of fun. These are two cities that are close together, very close. I think each city's residents have thoughts about each other's residents. Harmless, obviously. but the proximity of the cities makes it fun, no doubt about it. And the proximity makes rivalries too. And then teams being good makes rivalries.
Count, speaking of that familiarity, have you found in the games you manage against Murph that you can better anticipate his moves than in games against other teams?
No, yeah, I mean, you know, I think baseball is less about like that than in my I see the Brewers play on how Murph would want a team to play, and that doesn't help us doesn't help you strategically. It's just you're building kind of teams and what's important to you, and that's good coaching. I mean, the things that are important to him come through in his team. And that's what I see the most. It doesn't help anticipate, you know, first and thirds or some small detail like that necessarily. There are a few things, but it's those are very small details. But stylistically, the team plays in a way that he wants them to play, and that's good coaching.
Go to Steve in the second row, and then to Christina in the third row on the right.
Just to follow up on that, how specifically have they taken on that personality in terms of how Merck would want them to play from what you've seen of the Brewers this year?
They don't swing a lot. Like, their team doesn't swing a lot because he tells them not to swing. Good coaching.
Craig, how's Cade Horton doing, and would he be available for the next round, you think? Or
yeah, I mean, Cade will not be active this series. He feels good, but we're not doing anything that would – we're encouraging healing right now, so we're not doing anything that would cause pain. We haven't pushed him to a place that we would test that. I think, you know, as we get into later this week, we're gonna have to decide if it's time to do that. And that decision has not been made yet.
I'm down to Bruce.
There's a lot there from Craig Counsell. I'm going to let everybody throw today. Maybe it is Matthew Boyd on 3 days rest since his first start.
Even though he only threw 50 pitches.
I know, but he was warming up in the bullpen yesterday. So that's what I thought of when he said we asked some guys to do a lot. So I want to see how Boyd feels today. Colin Ray pitched in relief, warmed up a couple of times. That could be an option. Javier Assad, who wasn't on the wild card roster, could be an option for game one here.
Who would you prefer?
If Boyd can go, I'd prefer Boyd. I'd prefer Boyd. If not Boyd, then Ray to me.
It's something that I'll put in my file for us to talk with Craig about if we get him next week, because I'm fascinated by this, that you manage pitching so delicately throughout a season, and then once you get to the postseason,
what do you got?
It changes.
You ask guys if they can go, and then you let them go.
And you might say, like, if Boyd was coming off of an 80 pitch performance,
no chance,
right? If you threw him for seven innings, there's no way you'd send him out there unless it was a game seven, not a game one, right? Or in this case, a game five. But this gives you the opportunity to play with the math a little bit and go, okay, mm-hmm. He threw 50. We warmed him up. He threw 20 in the bullpen. We're having him throw another 20 today. How much can we expect tomorrow? Is the limit for him tomorrow 65? Like, and building it backwards. Like, that part of it to me is so cool and fascinating.
I'm with you. Well, how about the bullpen? He talked about no defined roles for a lot of the year, but Brad Keller was clearly A, the closer, and B, lined up to go two innings at the end of this game.
And
the
then
end of the
something game weird happened to him.
Something weird happened and he couldn't do it. Like, Craig felt great about it. I felt great about it.
You called it.
Yeah.
Like in our group chat, you were like, hey, Keller's going to go two for the close.
That was clearly the plan. And he was lined up. And I was like, man, that worked. Look at that. The last six outs. And then Keller blows up. And all of a sudden, you got Boyd and Kittredge warming up out there. So are you just as confident in Keller? Is he still your ninth inning after what happened yesterday? What was that all about? You know, it's like, where is Palencia back in your late inning plans? How flexible do you have to be from one series to another? It's fascinating stuff. I agree.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we've got an old friend that's going to have some fun with us.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to tie the room together. He's going to bring the football and the baseball together.
I agree. That's next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
He's an evil genius, the guy. He knows the game in and out.
I love what Vic Fangio does. I call it the Predator, Sean.
What the hell are you?
And to date, Spiegs is still not seeing Predator.
With no plans to do so.
And we found out today that Mark Grody has never seen Varsity Blues.
I've never seen Varsity Blues either.
I'm not surprised.
Grody and I can get together this weekend and not watch Varsity Blues together.
But you have seen the program, though, right?
I have seen bits and pieces of the program. James Caan, essentially, as Bobby Bowden.
Yes, you nailed it. All right. It's ESU instead of FSU.
Right.
Yeah, it's
right.
Definitely a thing. Vic Fangio was out here. You know, Vic is a huge Cub fan. Huge.
I didn't realize Vic was a huge Cub fan.
Crazy Cub fan. Knows his baseball. We'll talk baseball with you. He had some things to say about home runs and asterisks and everything else.
And the field goal kicking that has been explosively great all across the NFL.
Yep.
You know what you guys have missed, not just you, but everybody, is, you know, we gave up a 65-yard field goal and a 58-yard field goal. These kicking balls that they changed this year have drastically changed the kicking game. Field goals in particular. So it's almost like they need an asterisk here, like it was the live ball error or the asterisk for those home runs Bonds and Sosa and McGuire were hitting. You know, the way they've changed the ball, the NFL, the kicking ball, has drastically changed the field goals.
Is the shape different?
No, the kicking balls, and you can ask Clay about it when he gets in here, but in years past, the officials would rub them down or other people would rub them down and you play with them. Now the balls are in-house all week and they kick those balls that they've had and nobody else touches them. I mean, the guy in Dallas is going to hit a 70-plus yarder this year. You can just book it.
Does it change the way
yeah.
you call?
Yeah, I mean, who thought they would hit a 65-yarder the other day? So it's drastically changed the game, the kicking game and the field goal. Guys have longer range than they used to. Kind of like Brady Anderson with the Orioles. And we went from 15 homers to 50 in 1 year.
He used performance-enhancing drugs.
I am insinuating. He is. Definitely.
Said, yeah. Hank Aaron is still his home run champion. Brady Anderson's home runs starting in 93. 13, then 12, then 16, then 50.
Yeah, Fangs was all over
it. It's all over it. Are you insinuating that? I am insinuating.
I am. Tell him he can come see me if you got a problem with it.
Brady doesn't have a problem with it. Brady knows.
Remember those sideburns he used to rock,
Brady?
Back in the day?
Yeah. Like Dylan on Beverly Hills 90210.
Yes, that's a great pull.
Thank you.
That's a Jit X pull right there.
Yeah. That's why you and I get to work together.
For
right
now.
There. for now.
So Lawrence is hosting a show with Yuppie.
Shout out to the texter who was like, how didn't you drop in the All Canada show? It's a good point by you, texter.
Holmes and Yuppie would be a great show, actually.
Bring the Expos back, man. Let's go. Let's get it going.
The thing about Yuppie is he doesn't talk. You know what I mean?
That's fine. I got enough stuff for everybody. I'll just ask him yes or no questions.
He'll just nod at you.
It'd be great on Twitch.
Saw our guy Clark the Cub at the ballpark the other day. As always, he does the double point and then mimics the headphones.
There was a really cool moment that they showed him with the W flag running out of center field after the game was over. It was really cool.
He's good at his job. And I actually like the bit they do, like, where's Clark the Cub? And they just scan the crowd. And Clark is sitting there in a seat. It's pretty funny.
Hit and run tomorrow at 11 o'clock leading into game one of the DS. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner Matt Spiegel, who will be hosting Hit and Run tomorrow starting at 11 o'clock. I'm Lawrence Holton saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor on Monday. Full boat show at 2 o'clock here on The Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Comes post.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.